After a long moment, I closed the freezer door. I wanted to lie down and press my cheek against the cool linoleum. Instead, I reached out with my little finger and flipped Barbie's head. It went thack, thack against the door. I flipped it again. Thack, thack. Whee! I had a new hobby. I left the doll where it was and went back to my chair, sinking deep into the cushions and closing my eyes. I knew I should be feeling upset, angry, afraid, violated, filled with paranoid hostility and righteous rage. I didn't. Instead, I felt, what? More than a little lightheaded. Anxious, perhaps. Or was it exhilaration? There was, of course, no possible doubt about who had been in my apartment, unless I could swallow the idea that some stranger, for unknown reasons, had randomly chosen my apartment as the ideal spot to display his decapitated Barbie doll. No. I had been visited by my favorite artist. How he had found me was not important. It would have been easy enough to jot down my license number on the causeway that night. He'd had plenty of time to watch me from his hiding place behind the filling station. And then anyone with computer literacy could find my address. And having found it, it would be easy enough to slip in, take a careful look around, and leave a message. And here was the message. The head hung separately, the body parts stacked on my ice tray, and that damned mirror again. Combined with the total lack of interest in everything else in the apartment, it all added up to only one thing. But what? What was he saying? He could have left anything or nothing. He could have jammed a bloody butcher knife through a cow's heart and into my linoleum. I was grateful he hadn't. What a mess. But why Barbie? Aside from the obvious fact that the doll reflected the body of his last kill, why tell me about it? And was this more sinister than some other gooier message, or less? Was it, I'm watching and I'll get you? Or was he saying, hi, wanna play? And I did. Of course I did. But what about the mirror? To include it this time gave it meaning far beyond the truck and the chase on the causeway. Now it had to mean much more. All I could come up with was, look at yourself. And what sense did that make? Why should I look at myself? I'm not vain enough to enjoy that. At least, I'm not vain about my physical appearance. And why would I even want to look at myself, when what I really wanted was to see the killer?